Buildings kill church planting. No exception. Buildings kill it. And we're finding this to be true in urban and rural settings. The moment you put a piece of property into play, the property takes on extreme central focus of everybody's money, time, ownership, all those kind of things. So we don't build buildings. If a church gets to a size where they need a building, they'll build it. You don't have to help them. They'll do it on their own. We don't build buildings. We've never put a single dollar in a church building and never will. Paid local leaders kill church planting. The moment you start paying people, kiss church planting goodbye. We have 50,000 leaders in our ministry. 50,000. If I pay them $100 a month each, which is kind of a going rate in the third world country, $100 each, how much money do I have to raise every month to pay them? $5 million a month. Anybody here raise $5 million a month for me? See, the moment you start paying, you doom your church planting to your pocketbook. And that kills church planting movements because it'll grow to the extent of your pocketbook, your ability to raise funds and pay people, and then it dies right there. So you see some extraordinary fundraisers out there that plant 2,000 or 3,000 churches, and then they plateau off and they just stay there paying those 2,000 or 3,000 people forever. And it looks like a great ministry. Folks, we just passed the 40,000 church mark in 12 years. 3 million plus baptisms. If we had limited ourselves to our pocketbooks, we'd be back at 2,000 churches at the most and 160,000 baptisms. See the difference? It's a really important principle.